than all these guys. So no, it was good. And if anybody has any suggestions with a skate with the Huskies or anything that we can do to make it a more attractive event or better for the kids or people come out, please let us know. I mean, I'm always looking for different things to do and different suggestions.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. When we come back with Coach, we'll talk about what happened in college hockey over the weekend where the Huskies were just playing an intra-squad game. A lot of big games out there, most of them non-conference, and the WCHA did really well over the weekend. And we shouldn't sound surprised about that, but I think a lot of people count them out when they start playing some of the Big Ten teams, and not the case this weekend. Well, I'll recap some of those scores and games when we come back, and we're waiting for your questions. We already have some rolling in here. You can send in your question by email, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. We'll get to those questions later in the hour. 21 minutes past the hour. Let's take a timeout. Mel Pearson and the Mel Pearson Show coming back right after these.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Budweiser knows that going to a ball game is about way more than just the game, especially during the postseason. So raise your bud and repeat after me. Here's to the pennant race, the wild card, and the fall classic. Here's to the rally monkey, the bloody sock, and willing the ball fair. Here's to Game 6 comebacks, Game 7 walk-offs, and folks going crazy. Here's to an unexpected hero on two bad legs, and I don't believe what I just saw. Here's to ice-cold Budweiser waiting in the clubhouse, and championship banners waiting to be raised. Here's to the beer that has always been there, and the game we call our national pastime. Here's to Budweiser. Here's to baseball. Budweiser is a proud sponsor of the postseason and the official beer of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's Chevy Truck Month, the time when truck guys can depend on great offers on the 2014 North American Truck of the Year, Chevy Silverado. From the family of the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road, visit ChevyDealer.com or visit Kissel Chevrolet in Calumet. Dependability based on longevity, 1987 through April 2013. Full-size pickup regulations.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy. We'll have a chance for some scattered showers. Our high today, 54, and light winds becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10 this afternoon. Overnight tonight, cloudy with a good chance of light rain, low around 44. Tomorrow, we have a small chance for some showers early on, then becoming partly cloudy with a high around 52, north winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 41, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around 52. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on this Monday. We are receiving your questions for Coach Pearson. DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. We got several rolling in here, and we can't wait to get to those. Still have plenty of time to get yours in, but do it as soon as you can. I wanted to talk to you and pick your brain a little bit, Coach, about the games this weekend. The scoreboard, as you and I talked a little bit about during the intra-squad game, Friday night was a pretty good night for WCHA teams. The Kendall Hockey Classic up in Alaska saw Fairbanks defeating Wisconsin 1-0. On Friday, and Alaska Anchorage defeated Maine by a score of 3-1 on Friday, and then both teams came back with wins again on Saturday night. So both Alaska teams with a pretty good start to their season.
Well, definitely, and I thought Friday night was a real, real good night for the WCHA. And you know, we've told people this, you know, a lot since we've been here. The WCHA, or since the change in the leagues, the WCHA is a very good league. I think what you find is you got some very good coaches, and you know, they know what they're doing, and a lot of them are, you know, very energetic and you know, they're up on what's going on in the game and they recruit hard. And, you know, we see them all the time on the road, so we get a good feel for what they're doing and the players are taking. Along with that, they've got some really good players, So I'm not surprised. Yeah, and the other thing, early in the year, the two series or the games we're talking about in Alaska, Alaska has an exception where they can go out on the ice 2 weeks earlier than anyone else. So I think it may be mid-season, it's no big deal, but early in the year, that practice time and that face time with your players is huge. So I think that gives them obviously an advantage, and I'm not taking anything away from their teams. They're both good teams. They return a lot of good players. So I'm not surprised, you know. And then the travel, you know, for Maine and Wisconsin to have to get up there, it's a long way. But really happy for both the Alaska schools and good for them and good for our league.
Talk about that a little bit. What is the reasoning behind Alaska getting those extra 2 weeks?
I have no idea, Dirk. And it's
I've always wondered
it's
that.
It's the strangest thing. It's not like they're traveling anywhere or whatnot. I mean, they play at home those first couple of weeks. It's I don't get it. I don't know why how they got that exception or that rule in there. I mean, like I said, to me, it's a huge advantage. Mm-hmm. It's a huge advantage, especially early in the year. And I don't know why they get that. It's beyond me. I mean, it's been that way for as long as I know. So I think that's something that probably needs to be revisited. You don't want to take anything away from a program that they have. I think that's a good thing they have that time. What I'd like to do is try to piggyback on that and say, hey, why the rest of us should be able to start a little bit earlier if we want also. So, you know, you don't want to say, hey, well, you got to start at the same time as us. But everybody has to start that first Saturday, I believe it is in October.
Right.
And except Alaska's, the two Alaska schools. And
does that have something to do with, you know, kind of like, you know, we know you guys have to travel all over the place always. Does it have anything to do with that?
Do you think? I don't think so because they're not traveling.
No, but I mean.
It's the weirdest thing. I have no idea, but I got to do a little more research. So hopefully one of these times I can tell you why or how that rule was instituted. There's got to be some reasoning for it. I'm just not sure why. And I've asked the question lots and never got any. Everybody seems that they don't know. It's just been that way. So
yeah, and anyway. A lot of people still don't understand the incentive rule for other teams to go up to Alaska. Sure. Is that, you know, we or any team from the lower 48 that goes up and plays a game in Alaska, they get an extra game added on to their 34 that they're allowed by the NCAA. So if we go up there and play Anchorage and Fairbanks for four games like we did last year, we had 38 regular season games last year.
Correct. And that's the advantage, and that's why a lot of teams don't mind going up there. Number one, Alaska in the fall is a nice place to go, and it's beautiful. Not that the winter is, but in the middle of winter we did that, so it wasn't that bad, and we'll do it this year. But, you know, it does give teams extra games. It's a good bonding experience when you go up early. Alaska does pay for – the tournament pays for most of your cost, if not all of them, to go up there. So, really, there's no reason why you wouldn't go other than, like I said, the travel can be hectic, especially early in the year. Now, this coming weekend, Fairbanks hosts the tournament. Mm-hmm. So they go from one in Anchorage to one in Fairbanks, and so it's always easy, I think, for them to get games at home. You know, they don't have as much trouble scheduling as, let's say, we would trying to get teams to come.
Sure.
Come here because there's not that incentive where you get two extra games. So good for them. Good start by both Alaska schools.
And it was Bowling Green defeating Miami Friday night. They did end up losing in the second game in that home-and-home series, but Bowling Green with a big win over Miami.
Yeah, two hard-fought games. Bowling Green played really well on Friday and beat Miami. Miami is favored to be one of the top. I think they're finished either first or second in the National League. So good for Bowling Green. Bowling Green's got a good team. He's doing a nice job. Chris Bergeron in the program is very steady. So that's good. That's good for Bowling Green and good for our league. And two hard-fought games there with Miami of Ohio.
And Bemidji just clobbering North Dakota Friday night. They ended up losing, I think, only by one on Saturday, but a big win for Bemidji. Those two teams don't like each other very much.
Well, you know, good rivalry. They're close. And, you know, I'm not surprised by the score Friday night, 5-1. Bemidji played well at the end of last year. They've got a good skating team. They work hard, and they've got a little bit of talent sprinkled in there. So if you're not ready, they're going to beat you, and they can beat you good. And I think, you know, I'm not sure what was going on with North Dakota. I didn't see the game or the goals. But you have to show up and play every night or someone's going to beat you. And then obviously they went home and 2-1 hard-fought game. North Dakota won. So our league is going to be...